其基本教育有两个目的。
There are two purposes for us to learn the basic doctrines.
第一个要坚固我们的信仰。
To strengthen our faith.
我们看美国有很多的基督教派，包括在华人社区里面都是一样，它是不分教派的，每个教会都欢迎。
Among the Christianities in U.S., including the Chinese Christianities, they all claim that they are non-denominational.
但是在我们教会，我们特别强调我们是真耶稣教会。
However, we emphasize that this is the true Jesus Church.
所以在这个整个美国这个基督教界里面，我们强调我们教会就会显得跟其他教会的做法不太一样。
So our emphasis become rather unique from the others.
因此我们需要了解为什么我们这样做。
Therefore, it's necessary for us to understand why we are different from the others.
那就要学习基本教义。
And that's the reasons why we have to learn the basic doctrines.
那第二个目的。
The second purpose.
就是当我们要跟人做见证的时候，我们能够说得出来到底我们在信什么。
It's when we are preaching to the others, we ought to know what is our belief.
我们的信仰不只是感性的一种体验跟分享。
Not only we share our experiences our experiences and our thought.
我们的信仰也是一种理性的一种认识。
And it's also we must be rational.
也就是在属灵的智慧跟悟性上了解我们在信什么。
Spiritually, we should understand our belief and doctrines.
那今天下午我们要查考第四个基本信条。
So this afternoon, we're going to study the fourth basic doctrine.
就是洗礼。
Which is the water baptism.
那下面有六个问题，等一下我们要分三组来讨论。
We're going to divide into three groups later on for discussion.
那第二个、第三个跟第六个这个请我们务必一定要讨论。
Especially question number two, three, and six, which must be discussed.
因为这三条就是一般基督教界里面常常在问我们。
These three questions are mostly asked by the other denominations.
那通过讨论，我们才知道我们应该怎么回答。
So through our discussion, then we know how we're going to answer.
第二条。第二个问题。
Question number two.
一般基督教界说，心里相信就可以得救。口里就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救，这是从罗马书第十章第十来的。
As quoted from Romans chapter 10 verse 10, for with the heart man believes resulting in righteousness and with mouth he confessed resulting in salvation.
因此最重要是心要信，口要承认。
The most important for the person is to believe and also a belief in his heart.
所以洗礼是加入教会的一个仪式。
Therefore, baptism is just a proclamation.
公开的宣告我接受耶稣为救主。
Openly to accept Jesus Christ as Savior.
也因为这样洗礼的方式可以因为时间因为地方不同所以有弹性。
Therefore, the mood of baptism can be flexible in different timings and environments.
请问你同意吗？为什么？
Do you agree with this view and what are your reasons?
他们是有引圣经，是有圣经根据，这不是随便讲的。
So they quote this biblical verse to challenge us.
那第三个问题。
Question number three.
真耶稣教会应该心胸宽大，接纳其他的基督徒。
True Jesus Church.Should accept other Christians with an open mind.
那怎么宽大法呢？
And how open must we?
虽然不在本教会受洗，当他来跟我们一起聚会，也可以跟我们一起领受圣餐，领受主的肉、主的血，来一起团契。
Even though they were not baptized in TJC, they can partake of the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ in the Holy Communion with us.
因为你去他们教会，只要你是基督徒，他都欢迎你领受圣餐。
If you go to their church, as long as you are a Christian, you are mostly welcome.
那为什么他们来，他们不能领受？
And when they come to our church, they are not allowed to partake in the Holy, in the Holy Communion.
这个好像心胸太狭窄了。
It seems that we are very narrow-minded.
所以我们应该心胸广大。
So we must have an open mind. So therefore, we must be open-minded.
啊，请问你同意这样讲法吗
？Do you agree with the saying?
为什么
？With this statement, and what are your reasons?
好，那我们再看第六条。
Let's refer to question number six.
啊，婴孩应当等到长大之后，他自己懂得明白道理，会悔改，会相信，才为他洗礼。
The infant should not be baptized until they can understand the truth and repent in the faith of Jesus Christ.
所以婴孩还没有理性没有发达之前，我们父母不应该为他洗礼。
So when the infant is still not be able to discern, the parents should not.A baptism.
因为信仰是个人跟神的关系。
Says the belief is between the individual and God.
那这种看法你同意吗
？Do you agree with this statement?
啊，为什么
？And what are your reasons?
所以这个三个问题，请我们花多一点时间来讨论，因为这个就是外教会最常提出来的问题，有关于洗礼。
Please spend more time to discuss on these three questions, especially they are challenged by the other denominations.
啊。那我们现在看第四一条，我们一句一句来解释。
So let's study this one by one.
啊，第一个，我们相信水洗是赦罪重生的典礼。
And we believe, the water baptism, is for, to have the efficacy for of remission the sins.
啊，所以这个洗礼，第一个是赦罪，它的功效是赦罪。
So the first function of water baptism is for a remission.
那经过赦罪之后，我们才会重生。
So after remission, then we are born again.
所以这跟得救有关系啊。
So it is directly related to salvation.
主耶稣在约翰福音三章五节说
，As Jesus mentioned in John chapter 3 verse 5,
我实实在在告诉你
，very, very, I tell you.
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
And unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这是主耶稣讲的话。
And this is the statement made by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣讲的话是真理。
The words of Jesus are truth.
如果没有从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
If a person is not born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们曾经跟很多基督教的朋友在讨论这一节。
We discussed this verse with many Christian friends.
啊，请问从水生什么意思
？What's the meaning of born of water？
我遇到不少的这个基督教朋友说，你从妈妈的肚子生出来，就这个羊水的，从那里生出来，这个从水生。
And some people make a statement that after you're born from the mother, so the fluid is the same as born of water.
但是我们知道，当主耶稣在跟这些门徒在讨论重生的时候，尼哥底母也是用日常生活的经验要来了解耶稣的话。
But we have to take a close look of this. When Jesus Christ was discussing this statement with Nicodemus, he used common sense to respond to Jesus.
所以他马上怀疑啊，哎，我这么老了，我怎么再进到母亲的肚子里面生出来
？So Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old?"
这个就是用生活的经验要来。了解神的话
，and he used the common knowledge to understand, trying to understand the words of God.
但是主耶稣讲这一句话，他是灵，主要是灵里面的意思。
What Jesus Christ tried to emphasize here is a spiritual sense.
所以那个从水生那个水，主要不是指着从母亲的肚子里面生出来那个水。
The water doesn't refer to the fluid from the mother's womb.
那个水主要是指着在洗礼的时候那个水。
So that water refers to the water during the process of water baptism.
所以从水生是指着洗礼。
So born of water refers to the water baptism.
从圣灵生指着得圣灵。
And the born of the spirit refers to the recipient of the Holy Spirit.
所以一个人要进神的国的两大要件就是要接受洗礼要得圣。
So these are the two prerequisites for one to enter the heavenly kingdom is to go to the water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
因此这个洗礼非常重要。
Therefore, the practice of water baptism is rather essential.
所以我们相信洗礼是为着赦罪，让我们罪赦以后可以重生。
And we believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is for redemption, then the person can be born again.
啊，现在会发生另外一个问题。
And then comes to another issue.
水是物质的。
Water is physical.
但是罪是属灵的。
But sin is spiritual.
那为什么物质的水可以洗掉灵的罪？
How can the physical water be able to wash away the spiritual sin?
这个是很多人没有办法了解的。
And many people couldn't comprehend.
如果物质的水可以洗掉灵的罪，那你每天洗澡又加上香皂、香铺，那不是洗更干净吗？
Would it be better taking a shower every day and using the soap or shampoo to wash away your filth?
那关键在哪里？
And what is the key point?
希伯来书里面说，照着神的律法，凡是罪都要借着血才可以洁净。
Stated in the book of Hebrews, according to the law, all sins must be cleansed by blood.
所以你看旧约时代他们那个献祭啊，它就有一种赎罪的功效。
So if we take a look of the offering of the sacrifices during the Old Testament time, typify the water baptism.
但是那个献祭都要杀动物牛羊。
For every sacrifice, an animal has to be slaughtered.
但是那个是预表。
It is just a typification.
动物牛羊的血断不能洁净人的罪。
The animal blood could not cleanse the sins of human beings.
所以耶稣来世界。
So the coming of Jesus Christ
被钉在十字架。
Was crucified on the cross.
然后兵丁从肋旁砸。
When the soldier used the spear to pierce through his rib.
流出水跟血来。
And both the water and the blood flew out.
这是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
你看，这个你刀子割伤了，难道有看到水吗？没有。
So when your hand was cut, when your skin was cut, you don't see water coming out.
我们只看到血。
We only see blood coming out.
那十字架最后一口气就是成了。
So before Jesus Christ, Jesus breathed his last breath, he said, "It's done."
就是救恩成全了。
The work of salvation is completed.
那主耶稣今天来救我们，根据约翰一书怎么来救我们？
So how does Jesus Christ save us nowadays?
先看第五章约翰一书。
Let's refer to 1 John chapter 5.
第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰一书第五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
这个借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不单是用水，乃是用水又用血。第七节
，seven，
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。第八节
，verse eight，
做见证原来有三，就是圣灵、水跟血，这三样也归于一。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three who bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one.
这个第六节特别讲说耶稣是借着水跟血而来。
And in verse 6 says that this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.
耶稣来做什么？来救我们。
So the purpose of coming of Jesus Christ coming to the earth was to save us.
借着水跟血来救我们。
And by water and blood.
所以洗礼啊，就是耶稣救我们的一个具体的仪式。
And this is the process of Jesus Christ saving us through the water baptism.
所以我们洗礼是在水里面。
It is true that we were baptized in the water.
但是也是在血里面。
But it's also in the blood of Jesus.
为什么？
Why?
第七节，因为有圣灵做见证。
As stated in verse 7, witnessed by the Holy Spirit.
那下面说，因为圣灵就是真理。
Because the Holy Spirit is truth.
因为我们是照着神的话，这个真理去做，有圣灵的降临做见证，所以就有主耶稣宝血在灵里面显现。
And we do according to the instruction of Jesus, therefore the Holy Spirit appeared and be the witness.
这个很难用理性去解释。
It is very hard to understand, to describe, to using rationale.
但是真耶稣教会的洗礼有三件事情确定我们洗礼是对的。
However, the baptism of Jesus Christ are with three important evidence proving that our baptism is correct.
第一个
，Firstly，
洗礼很多人看到耶稣的宝血。
Many people during the water baptism witness the witness the appearance of blood.
但是又不是每一个人看到。
But not everybody sees the blood.
如果是每一个人看到，那是物质的显现。
If everybody sees the blood, that is the physical appearance.
但是有的人看到，有的人没有看到。
So some people saw the blood, some people didn't.
这个就是灵的显现。
So this is the manifestation of the spirit.
我们现在在全世界的基督教派里面，我没有听过，可能有，但是我没有听过一个人说洗礼看到宝血，除了在真理书教会。
And among all the other Christian denominations, besides of True Jesus Church, I never heard a testimony stating that the blood appear in the water.
这个真的很宝贵啊。
This is a very precious.
哇，这个真理书教会的洗礼真的是圣经里面的一洗。
So the water baptism of Jesus, of the True Jesus Church is biblical.
真的有主的宝血在里面。
And that is indeed the blood of Jesus Christ appear in the blood, in the water.
在非洲，在美国，在中国大陆，全世界各地洗礼都有人看到耶稣的宝血。
And in Africa, China, and elsewhere during the TJC's water baptism, people witness the appearance, the manifestation of the blood.
第二个。
Secondly,
使徒行传二章三十八节
，Acts chapter two verse 38。
啊，彼得说：“你们要奉耶稣的名受洗，让你的罪得赦。”
Peter say that you have to be baptized in the in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins.
那你就会必领受应许的赦。
And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那这个应许是给你们跟远方的人。
And for the promise to you and to your children and to all who are.
所以我们洗礼让罪得赦，那我们就会领受圣灵。
So after our sins are cleansed, we shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在很多时候看到，特别在非洲，洗礼起来头一伸下来就开始说方言。
In many occasions, especially in Africa, right after the water baptism, the members begin to utter in tongue.
但你看啊，使徒行传十九章，保罗到以弗所问他们第一个问题：你们信的时候得圣灵没有？
We may still recall in Acts chapter 19, when Paul asked them, "Do you receive the Holy Spirit?"
他说没有。
And they say no.
那保罗没有问他们说：哎，你祷告有没有认真呢？
Paul didn't ask, "Do you pay attention in prayer?"
啊，有没有用信心祷告啊？
Do you spend more time and effort in the prayer?
有没有禁食祷告啊
？Do you pray with fasting?
保罗没有问这个问题。
Paul didn't ask the question.
保罗马上想说，那你受什么洗礼
？So Paul asked, into what then were you baptized?
他说我们受约翰的洗。
So they said into John's baptism.
保罗说约翰是悔改的洗。
Then Paul said.John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance.
那保罗第二次奉耶稣的名给他洗礼。
So the second time Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus.
按手圣灵就降下来。
And they lay hands on them, Holy Spirit came upon them.
现在在我们的接触，基督教派里面 99% 都没有圣灵。
As we understand, nowadays, in most of the other denominations, more than 99% do not have Holy Spirit.
其中有一些人也在求圣灵。
Of course, there are some Christians praying for the pursuing for the Holy Spirit.
但是为什么求不到圣灵
？And how come they could not receive the Holy Spirit?
这跟洗礼有关。
It is also related to water baptism.
施洗约翰的洗礼叫人悔改，这是好的。
The baptism of John Baptist is for repentance. This is good.
但是不完全。
It's still imperfect.
因为没有权柄赦罪。
It has no power for the redemption, for remission of sins.
所以外教会洗礼也是好的。
So the baptism of other denominations seems good.
这是代表了悔改。
But it is only a baptism of repentance.
但是这个要洗礼完能够真的得圣灵，要在真耶稣教会。
And in order for a person to receive the Holy Spirit after baptism, it has to go through the correct mode of water baptism.
这是第二个证明。为什么说我们教会的洗礼是蒙神祝福的？
This is second proof that why our baptism is blessed by the Lord.
第三个。
Thirdly,
我们的洗礼常常洗礼起来，有的魔鬼赶出去，有的病就好起来。
In many occasions, after the water baptism, a person is healed, including the cast out of the demons.
差不多一年前，我在 Pacifica 遇到一个姐妹。
About a year ago, I met a sister in Pacifica.
我问她从哪里来。
I asked, where did she come from?
她说从台中来。
she came from Taichung.
我跟她聊一聊，我才发现我以前听到一个见证，就是她的哥哥。
And after, after chatting with her, and I started to realize, I heard about, I heard a testimony long time ago, which was about her brother.
她的哥哥几个月,
her older brother.
几个月大生病。
When her brother was an infant, he was ill.
差不多快死了。
And he was dying.
还没有洗礼。
But he was not baptized.
他住在台中。
And they live in Taichung City.
他爸爸妈妈就坐着计程车把他赶要带回到里仁去洗礼。
So the parents took the baby and riding a taxi to travel for some distance for the baptism.
买了一个小棺材就放在计程车的后面。
And they even bought a small casket carrying with taxi just in case.
所以打算说洗礼啦断气啦埋葬刚好。
Their idea, their intention is if the baby died, they could bury him.
那回到山上那个水是很冷啊冰冷啊。
They went to the mountainous area and the water was icy cold.
那半夜就把那个教会的传道就叫起来就去洗礼。
They woke up,the pastor and went straight to the baptism site.
洗礼起来。
And after the baptism,
那个小孩子一直哭，脸色一分钟一分钟一直在变。
And the baby was crying, and the color of the face was changed.
所以还没有回到台中，这个好起来，他就停着这棺材就丢掉了。
And even before they arrived home, the baby was totally recovered, so they threw away the casket.
我们教会有以前有个工人我们知道杨世光。
We all know we have a worker.
他小时候是这个脑膜炎。
And he suffered from meningitis when he was young.
他家的旁边有一个医生，他的孩子也是脑膜炎。
And also, his neighbor was another doctor, whose son also suffered from meningitis.
那个大概已经60年前了。
This happened about 60 years ago.
结果他爸爸回来看到这么病严重，就联络教会的人来要帮他洗礼。
So the father came home and noticed that the son was dying. So he contacted the church members for the special baptism.
结果奉耶稣名洗礼起来，好。
And he was baptized and was totally healed.
那隔壁那个医生的孩子后来死的。
And later on, the son of the neighbor died.
那他也没有因为脑膜炎头脑比较不好，头脑很聪明，读书读得很好。
And Brother Young was not influenced, had no side effect of his meningitis, and he even studied well.
所以这个进入神的国那个关键就是洗礼。
So the importance, so the importance of the importance to enter the heavenly kingdom is going through the water baptism.
相信悔改这是预备。
To believe and to repent are the prerequisite.
在洗礼那个时刻，罪得赦免。
And only at that moment when the person was in the water and his sin was cleansed and redeemed.
所以我们在真耶稣教会洗礼的信徒，要对我们教会有绝对的信心。
So all of us who were baptized in the Truth Church must have the complete faith.
我们现在留在真耶稣教不是感情问题，不是亲情问题。
We remain in the Truth Church, it's not for any other reasons.
因为里面很多好朋友，所以我留在这里。
Because I have a lot of friends here, therefore I come to this church.
我已经五代信耶稣了，所以我不能背我的祖宗，我留在这里。
It's because, you know, all my ancestors are the TJC's member, therefore I remain in this church.
我们留在真耶稣教是真理问题。
We come to the church and remain in the church is because of the truth.
是得救问题。
It's because of salvation.
因为真理我留在这里。
It's because of the truth, therefore I remain in the church.
因为得救我留在这里。
It is because of my salvation, therefore I remain in the church.
这样我们的信仰才会坚定。
Then our faith will be strengthened.
那有功效的洗礼怎么进行呢？
And how do you perform an effective water baptism?
奉耶稣的名。
And firstly, in the name of Jesus Christ.
为什么不奉父子圣灵的名跟其他的教会一样呢？
Why we do not follow the other church to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost?
跟使徒行传28章主耶稣升天前的吩咐一样呢？
And why do we follow exactly like what Jesus instructed?
为什么我做的不一样呢？
Why we are doing so different?
请我们讨论看看。
Please discuss this topic.
为什么使徒经段所有的洗礼都奉耶稣的名？
And why in the entire Acts apostles are they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ?
如果现在基督教派做的是对，使徒就做错了。
So if all the other church denominationsbaptized in the right way, then the apostles' church were doing everything wrong.
如果使徒做得对，那请问现在基督教就为什么这样做呢？
And if the, if the apostles did the right thing, then how about, the modern, Christianity?
好，那洗礼要有圣灵的见证。
And also the water baptism must be witnessed by the Holy Spirit.
所以施洗的要有圣灵。
Therefore, a Baptist must have the Holy Spirit.
然后要全身入浸，跟主同埋葬。
And the person to be to receive water baptism must be fully submerged into the water, to be buried in Christ.
然后低头跟主同死，
and
悔改。
He bowed his head and died with Christ.
在活水中受洗。
And to be washed and baptized in the living water.
那我们起来就重生了。
Then after the person comes out of the water and he is a newborn.
所以我们现在要来分组啊，请陈执事来分组。
Now we can divide into a groups.
那我们半个钟头就是完了就祷告就结束了。
So we have about 30 minutes of discussion that we each group make the conclusion.